Hey, fellow jet setters, it's Ryan from JourneyPod. JourneyPod is your guide to luxury travel around the world. Each week, we give you VIP access to the hippest hotels, the hottest nightlife, and the coolest restaurants. This time, we are over in Fiji. It's about a 10-hour flight on Air Pacific from Los Angeles, or about 4 hours from Sydney. It's in the South Pacific. Fiji is very much still untouched and unspoiled, very natural, secluded. It's a remote destination. It's a little tricky to get to, and I think that's what makes it so special. They still have pristine beaches without high-rise hotels and skyscrapers. And we flew into the main island called Nadi and then took a one-hour flight over to one of the smaller islands called Savu Savu, which really felt like a kind of a tiny village and was a much slower pace than the main island. So it was a really nice way to just kind of relax, and just the whole island seemed to move at a very, very slow, relaxing pace. We stayed at one of the most amazing resorts in the world called Jean-Michel Cousteau. They've won numerous awards. I've stayed at quite a few upscale hotels myself, and I'd have to say this is probably one of the nicest hotels I've ever stayed at. I almost would have to call it a 6-star because it really would not do it justice to call it a 5-star. They only have 25 hotel rooms, and so you obviously have amazing personal service, and they also, the hotels are really, it's not really a room, it's more of a beach bungalow or a beret. It's kind of your own private little villa with the thatched roof and the nice Fijian woods. It's an amazing place for honeymooners, very romantic, very secluded, and it's also a great destination if you're into diving. Some of the best diving in the world is there. If you're not into diving, you can still go snorkeling or kayaking just to enjoy some of the water sports. And they have their own private island, which we really enjoyed. They take you out in a little speedboat and drop you off, kind of leave you for dead. And they do leave you with a walkie-talkie, so when you're ready to come home, they will come back and pick you up. But it did feel a little bit like Survivor Fiji or Tom Hanks in that Castaway movie where he's stranded on the deserted island. We did enjoy that island. Was very, very secluded, and you had the whole thing to yourself. They left us with a cooler with some beers and a private lunch that the chef had made. So it was a really, really unique experience that you obviously cannot do at a lot of other hotels around the world. They also have a marine biologist that's actually on staff at the property, and let's listen in with my interview with Karen Taylor, the general manager, as she tells us a little bit more about the resident marine biologist.
Yes, I think we were the first to probably offer a resident marine biologist, and that's very much been part of the Jean-Michel Cousteau ethos. Johnny is our first local marine biologist, which is terrific, and he's been here now for 2.5 years. Very enthusiastic, very dedicated to sharing his knowledge, very, very knowledgeable. In fact, he's a fully trained marine scientist, so he's not just someone here playing the game. He actually really is a full intellect in that sense, and very passionate. His job involves also doing other work amongst the villages locally, and he does a lot of work on the ground here with the schools, introducing them to the idea of sustainability and appropriate environmental practice. So we feel very proud of that, and it is a definite plus to have him on the team. He's terrific.
And tell us a little bit about your kids club, which even though we don't have any kids, we really were impressed with, because the kids club is tucked away and hidden away so that the kids can be noisy and having fun, and just a lot of great stuff going on over there, and it's not really disturbing the adults and the romantic setting and the honeymooners.
We are one of the only truly small luxury boutique destinations that offers a family experience in a managed way. And I say that because most people say, well, you can't do small luxury boutique and family and talk about being a honeymoon destination. And in fact, I believe we have proven that you can, and we do. And we're very fortunate to be having a very high level of repeat and driven business by our consumers who value what we offer. So, yes, you can be here on your honeymoon and you can be around our Serenity Pool area, which is absolutely quiet and a haven right on the front there, which connects to our main dining area, and be completely oblivious to the fact that there are indeed children on the property, because the children actually want to be in our other space, which is our Lassa Pool and our fun pool area with slides and trampolines and things like zip lines or flying foxes, we call them in Australia. And the kids are having so much fun because every child five and under gets a dedicated nanny provided, and that nanny is provided and available from 8 in the morning till 9 o'clock for the duration of every guest stay. So if you even have three or four kids under five, you will have three or four nannies, one dedicated to every single child. Fijians are just brilliant with people, and they're even more brilliant with children. And that connectivity becomes a lifelong memory for families.
Tell us a little about some of the special events you guys have hosted over the years, or any famous guests that have come here to really enjoy this experience.
Every year we host the Sava Sava Music Festival, which is quite fun. That is a part of our ethos, again, to preserve the cultural integrity and heritage of the area. And what we try to do is create an interest and an experience for the locals where they come together and perform their local music. Other sorts of things that we do, we host Christmas packages we take out to remote regions for the villages that are left out of tourism and feel left behind. And that's a gesture we offer just to say, hey, we know you're out there and you may think we don't care about you, but here we are, and have a great Christmas and have a great feast. So we take them food parcels, we take them rugby balls, and we take them volleyballs and nets, that sort of thing. So we do that every year as well. And we do a lot of that kind of community-focused work. We do eye clinics every year as well, which is for the local people, and we've got coming up some skin specialists, some paediatricians coming in that we're hosting, again, for the local people. So we do a lot of community work. Apart from that, of course, yes, recently we had Jodie Foster staying and with her kids, funnily enough. Brilliant guest, fantastic person, very, very... a normal part of our culture here. She participated and stayed in the villa, in fact, that got the best villa Fiji last year. We were lucky last year to get some rather nice international recognition with the World Travel Industry Awards. One was for the best villa Fiji and the other was for best resort Fiji, so we felt pretty proud of that. And we got listed in the Condé Nast Awards, and we've also had recognition in the Island Magazine First Blue List as the top ecological destination of the world in the Island's Blue List. So we've had Roy Disney stay. We've had quite a few people stay in the villa particularly. And a lot of the times I'm not even aware of some of our guests. We tend to get a lot of the producers, directors, more behind-scenes industry people who... are much more low-key, which is great.
And that's going to do it for part one of our Fiji adventure. For more information on Jean-Michel Cousteau, you can check out fijiresort.com. And if you're looking for a destination for your honeymoon, certainly Cousteau offers something that is very unique. It's got the remote destination that you're looking for and a very friendly staff with amazing food and the beach burrays, and we would highly recommend it for honeymooners. If you're into diving, certainly some of the finest diving in the world is right off of their dock, so it's also a great place to do snorkeling and diving. And last but not least, they do have the kids club and the very personal one-to-one nanny service for the children if you do want to travel as a family and still have that private upscale experience. So tune in next time for more from Fiji.